We've been learning more about the men accused of plotting to bomb U.S. military targets in Germany. German authorities arrested three men last week, and now investigators say that dozens of other people may have supported them. NPR's Emily Harris is in Berlin, and who are these other people?
It's not clear exactly who these other people are. The reports citing the federal police chief say that about 50 people might have been involved. It's not clear whether that means directly involved in this plot or in some kind of sympathetic network or providing logistical support like finances or doing them favors, that kind of thing. Officials have said from the beginning that they didn't think these three that were arrested acted alone, and they reiterate that they're actively looking for seven people, both inside and outside Germany.
Does this become more disturbing for German authorities or the public to think that there might be dozens of people who had this goal to attack an airport and military bases?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Germany's really on edge anyway, first to find this bomb plot in their midst a few days before September 11th, a few days before a debate here over the extent of the involvement that German troops should be doing in Afghanistan starts up in the parliament, and then also to find out that two of these three people were converts to Islam, and the third one, who was not a convert, was a permanent resident here in Germany. So there's this real feeling of, okay, what's going on? Who's among us? And that is making Germans very nervous.
Meaning the disturbing fact being for some people that at least two of these people were not immigrants. They were homegrown Germans.
That's right. And media reports that are painting a picture of their background keep stressing that they seem to have sort of a typical German upbringing. The two who converted to Islam did so as teenagers, and one of them, who was the apparent ringleader, became radicalized through a contact at his father's business, according to German media reports. This has been a real source of discussion here ever since the arrests were made, and some reports have taken note of the fact that conversions to Islam in Germany have been rising rapidly, although the numbers are still very, very small.
Emily Harris, because it's Germany, which is a spot where some of the 9/11 attackers lived at one time, you have to ask if there's a connection.
There has been one reported connection, one meeting between Mohammed Atta, who was one of the 9/11 hijackers, and the young man Fritz Gelevich, who was the apparent ringleader in these most recent plan. Some kind of meeting in Ulm, which is a town that's really been watched by officials as a center for radical Islamic ideas for a number of years now. There's no clear information about whether they happened to be in the same place at the same time, they actually sat down and talked, what the connection, if any, there really was.
NPR's Emily Harris is in Berlin. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.